How about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
John, in quotes, says, "Hey guys, first of all, big fan, but you gotta understand, I feel a little weird even writing to a radio show about this."
We get it.
But yeah. I know you got a lot of women who listen, and maybe they can help me figure this out.
All right.
I've only been married a year.
Mm.
Love my wife more than anything. She's amazing.
Sure.
One of the things I've always loved about her is her long blonde hair.
Okay.
She knows it too. The other day, out of nowhere, she tells me she's thinking about cutting it short and dyeing it black.
Okay.
What? I didn't even know what to say. I didn't want to say no, because I feel like that would make her want to do it even more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also definitely not about to say go for it, because honestly, I'm not a fan of that idea at all. Oh. So now I'm stuck. I don't want to hurt her feelings or make her feel like I only care about her looks, but also this would be a major change.
Okay.
So to all the women listening, when you say something like that to your husband or boyfriend, what are you hoping to hear in response? Are you looking for encouragement, honesty, reassurance? Because I'm trying to play this the right way without stepping in it, if you know what I mean.
Stepping in it.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate any help.
Wow, John.
Ooh, that is a big, violent change. Blonde, long blonde to short black is a different look.
Yeah, I mean, anyone. Look, I know you're probably not the greatest to talk to about this. Because you've
I've had the same hair for
yes, you've had the same hairstyle for decades.
And decades and decades. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
My wife,
I tweaked it a little. It's a little longer. I added some curls. I used to wear it straight for a long time.
But not an overall, not a huge overhaul.
It's not a complete makeover. No,
right, exactly. Now, my wife, she had blonde hair. She got it cut short, I remember. She went from long hair to like short, kind of like, I don't know, like a...
It was not quite a pixie cut.
No. I mean, it was like she had zero length. It was, it was like almost like a boy's cut. It was like one of those boy's cuts.
Yeah.
So anyway, she did that and then, grew her hair out longer again and then dyed it red. So she's gone through every different style and shape and color. Not every,
did you have a favorite?
A few.
Do you have a favorite? Would you ever dare tell her that you have
a favorite? Well, but here's the thing. She wears it well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I liked her as a blonde. I thought she looked super cute as a blonde.
She wrote you in as a blonde,
I think,
right?
She looks super cute as a red.
Right.
So, you know,
she does pull it off.
I think, John, you got to just trust your wife. It's hair. It'll grow back if she doesn't like it.
Exactly.
You know?
It is something that can change for sure.
Right. So I guess that's my overarching thing is there are bigger fish to fry and to stake your claim on in the hill of life.
And you don't know, you might really like it.
That's
so
right.
Let her try it, see if maybe it looks amazing on her.
Yeah, but I guess okay, what do you want to hear? Like, Kelly, what if you, like, toss something? Okay, gosh, you're not the person to ask.
What? I still like compliments.
Well, I'm just saying, you're not the person to ask because you would never ask. You would never say,
I'm thinking about cutting my hair shorter and dyeing it black.
I'm thinking of going
You would never do that.
I wouldn't. I'm pretty predictable when it comes to the look. Okay. Does it make me boring? You're kind of making me out to sound boring right now. It's predictable. My husband knows what he's getting.
Well, all I'm saying is he's asking, like, I was going to ask you, what would you want to hear if
unconditional support.
You threw that out there.
Unconditional support.
But then I said, there's no way that you would throw that out there.
No, so. But what I would suggest.
We're living in the hypothetical lane here.
Sure. What she wants to hear probably is, you're going to look great no matter what.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah. Just kind of get over it. Anyways, 502-795-1997 is our number. If you have a take, maybe you went through this sort of wholesale change recently and how that all went. Or maybe
Listen,
it was...
A woman wants to hear you're going to look amazing with no hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
502-795-1997 is our number. Love to hear your stories coming up. It's kind of like you walk into the bathroom and you're just going to trim up the old beard a little bit. And then you think, you know what? I'm trimming it up. I could probably just shave it right off. And then you walk out of the bathroom and, ah, who is that?
Oh, was that the... from your real life?
Yes, that
like it was from your real life.
Yes, that was. That's kind of what group therapy is about. John rolls in and is asking kind of the women in the audience, hey, my wife of less than a year wants to change her long blonde hair to short and black. And he's not a huge fan of it, doesn't know what she wants to hear when she tosses that out.
He's trying to react the right way.
Right, exactly. And I get that, sure. And I think we were all just saying, hey, you know what? At least it's hair. It's sure. hair. So if she doesn't like it, she can, it grows out, you know?
It could play out one of two ways. Like she might not even like it and decide, all right, well, I wanted to try that and I didn't like it. Well, I'll go back to the other way. Or you might think it's amazing.
Right.
You don't know. Now, Justin says, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends a picture of the designer lady from The Incredibles. What's her name?
Edna.
She's got the round black glasses yes. and the short black bob hair.
Yes. All right. That could be hot.
That's what Justin's thinking it's going to look like.
Ashton rolls in and says, it's your wife's head. She is the one that lives with it on her shoulders every day, not you. You support her and you tell her that she is a beautiful angel baby no matter what.
Yes. I love that. Angel baby. You're a beautiful angel baby. Oh, my gosh. Britt said, when my wife told me she wanted to cut off all her hair, I didn't love the idea. But
right.
I supported her anyway. And right. now that it's grown back out, we both agree, it was a look for her. But she had to figure that out on her own. Just tell her you love yeah. her the way she is, and you'll support whatever she chooses to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what it is with marriage, you know?
Yes. Kara says this would be kind of like having your partner make the coffee in the morning, and then one day you wake up and want it made a different way. Mm-hmm. Might be good, might be crap, but... You don't know until you try. Be supportive.
Amy said, I didn't tell my husband when I hatched a plan at over 40 to do galaxy hair, and he liked it. So what is galaxy hair? Is that
so
like
I asked for
different
a picture.
Colors?
It's yes. It's really kind of a beautiful combination of like an electric blue, a teal, purple. It's
oh, like,
all of
like
those
when you're like
colors.
Looking at the Milky Way galaxy sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Gotcha, yeah, it's gotcha. All those kind of colors.
All right.
It so, looks really pretty. It looks like a work of art.
There you go, John.
Yeah. You know what? Let her, you just support her. You say you're going to be beautiful no matter what. That is the line she wants to hear.
Sandy said she could ask ChatGPT to show her what she would look like before making a drastic change. Maybe suggest only one at a time. Just do the cut or the color. Yeah, I mean, you could. I would say just let her do her thing. You know?
Exactly.
Just let her
you
do
know,
her thing.
That's the thing, is she needs to know you're going to love her no matter what she
yep.
looks like.
Yep. All right, so there you go. In the world of dramatic group therapies, this one's relatively low. But
relatable.
It's good on a Monday to ease
exactly.
into.
You know what? He's a new husband still. Only
yeah.
been married a year. We're
yeah.
just helping him out navigate
right.
all that. Sure.
That's right. All right. There you go. That's group therapy.